Hi guys, and welcome back to another video on how to become a webcam model. I'm UK Daz, as always, and in this video I'm going to be showing you how to get the Lovence tip menu onto your OBS feed. I've noticed a few people struggling to get it all set up, so I thought I'd do a quick demonstration video on how to do it. If you haven't already got your Lovence connected to your CAM modeling site, then check out these couple of videos here. They'll show you how to set up your Lovence to your CAM site. To start off with, you want to head over to obs.com and download the latest version of OBS for your computer. Once OBS is downloaded, then go and install it onto your computer. Now what you're going to need to do is go over to lovence.com and go to the download page. Now that you're on the Lovence download page, then scroll to the bottom and look for the Lovence OBS toolset. It's also a good time, if you haven't already installed Lovence browser, to go ahead and do so, and you're going to want to run and install that as well once you've finished. Now head over to your Lovence browser and give it a click in the top right hand corner where the Lovence pink icon is. Give that a click and it will bring up the Lovence extension page. Give the settings icon a click and you're going to get taken to your back end of the Lovence extension that connects to your webcam site. Once the page is loaded, click on the video feedback tab in the middle of the page. And now you're going to want to click on the connect to Lovence OBS toolset. And once you do that, what will happen is the extension will connect to your OBS software. Once it's connected, you will scroll down slightly and you'll see you've got all the settings there to adjust the position of the menu on your OBS feed. So you can change it from left side to right side, you can change the size, how opaque it is. You can also come back at a later time and change all these settings, so don't worry. If you've got it in the wrong place at the moment, you can come back and change it later. Now you're going to want to open OBS and look for the sources tab in the bottom middle of your screen. If you've never used OBS before, then make sure that your video out feed is on that source list. You also want to make sure, as part of that list, it's got the Lovence OBS toolset on there. If neither are on there, then click on the plus button and it will bring up a list where you can choose your source for your video stream, stuff like your microphone as well that you might want to add on to it, and you can find the Lovence OBS toolset on there. Check to make sure all your settings are correct for your webcam and your microphone and everything else. The way you do that is by highlighting in the source list the item that you want to choose. So for this example, I've chose the webcam. So select on the webcam, go to the little cog in the bottom and check the settings and properties are correct from there. What you're also going to want to make sure is that the Lovence video feedback is above your webcam on that list. So if you think of it as a layer, the lower down the list it is, the lower it is on the screen. So every time you add something, it pushes it forward. And that Lovence overlay needs to be in front of your camera, so it needs to be higher in the list. If you just give the up and down keys a little click, they will move it up and down in the list. So just make sure it's at the very top. Now that your video feeds have been set up, on the bottom right, I think it is, on your OBS program, you're going to look for controls. It's another little widget that has another little list of options. You're going to want to go down and click on settings on that list. Now you're going to want to click on the streaming tab on the left hand side. It should be the second one down. In the streaming tab, you're going to have to start typing in your webcam modeling site in the top two boxes. What you're doing here is telling OBS where you're looking to stream to. So for this example, I'm using Cam4. Start typing in the name Cam4, and it should just bring down like a drop down list, and select on that drop down list the webcam site you're looking to broadcast onto. You're also going to have to look now for your streaming key, which will be on the webcam site itself. Now that you've put your cam site in the top two boxes, you're going to have to find your streaming key on your webcam site. So minimize OBS for the time being. Don't close it. You're going to need to come back to it very soon. Go to your webcam site where you stream from, so the dashboard, and you're going to look for something along the lines of use external OBS. Give that a click and you'll get your server key, or your streaming key, sorry. So you're going to get a big long code that's going to come up. That's your streaming key. Don't lose it, don't share it with anyone, because that gives your laptop authorization to stream on the platform. So copy that key into now OBS underneath where it says server, drop that code in and save that by just closing it. Now you've added your streaming key, you're good to go for live streaming on your cam site now. So go back onto your model dashboard, start your live stream with OBS, and then open OBS again and click in the right hand side, start streaming. And once your live stream started, you'll notice that on the right hand side or the left hand side will have the Lovence logo with all your tip menu item prices. If you want to change those, you're going to need to go back and head into the extension of Lovence browser. Once you've changed your item prices or your vibration settings, then what will happen is that information automatically gets linked and sent to your OBS outfeed. So there's no other messing about. Just change your item prices, change the vibration settings. That will automatically update on your OBS outfeed. That's it for another video, guys. I really hope you found it useful. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future videos. If you've got any questions, hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All the links for those are in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.